Yes, you're beautiful. And in your bedroom. And alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
This is Break the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Separated.
It's already too late. Won't those
separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey! Pay no mind. You're under 18. You won't be doing any time. Hey, hey! Come out and play!
Separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Drink them out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, they don't mind. If you're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, hey, come out and play.
In the land of the morning star.
Roberts.
In love with you.
Let's go! Oh, there's that echo again. There we go. That's a lot better. Gets a little too psychedelic on the headphones there. Hey, you know who this is. This is Chris. Yes, back from a couple of weeks of doing stuff. No, don't worry. They didn't take me away. Though I think some people wish they would take me away. No, just a little couple of days vacation up in the White Mountains and then had to do some work stuff. But I hope you're doing okay. Started today off with some Boss Weeds, with the spoken intro and outro of the main song to the film. I think it was Kill Faster Pussycat Faster. It was a Russ Meyer movie from 1965. It goes by a few names: Run Pussycat, Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill Kill. One of those sexploitation movies from the 60s. Offspring, by request, Come Out and Play, off the Smash LP from 1994, made it to number 38 back then. Also, Dedication was requested from the Scorpions, Send Me an Angel, off the Crazy World LP, 1991, song made it to 44. And Paul Revere and the Raiders, Just Like Me, which made it to number 11 in 65. Hey, you know the rules, it's all freeform radio here, so if you have a request, 617-627-3800. If I can find it, I will put it on the air for you. And I have a bunch of requests so far today. So hopefully I can get to them all. And yes, I know. If you're a sports fan like me, you're a little bummed out. But what can you do? Just gotta, you know, just deal with it. Because, well, that's life, right? That's kind of a hint what's coming up next, I think. You might know.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world
been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Here comes the just a blowing up top. And a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hopping across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me.
Everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. just for a short while. She's scratching the sand, let go his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie.
Made it all the way to number one back in 1967. Lulu, To Sir With Love. It's actually off of a Nick at Night compilation that I bought many years ago. We started things off with some Frank Sinatra with That's Life. For 1966, made it to number four. Bobby Orr. Because, hey, you know, maybe we've won so much that it didn't really hurt that much. You know, just kind of like pick myself up, dusted myself off, and move on. Let's go Bruins. Yeah, okay, sure. Mel Smith and the Knight Riders from 1959, Pretty Plaid Skirt. David Bowie from 1973, Gene Genie. And everybody knows, sadly, he passed away. I won't be playing a lot of Bowie, but a couple of songs here and there I'll probably slip in. But if you want to hear something, 617-627-3800. If I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you. Big hello to David who called in. That's why I kind of messed up on my track selection here as I was talking to him on the phone. I kind of ran out of time. I was like, oh, I got to go. But thanks for calling in again. As I said, 617-627-3800. If the phone keeps ringing, I could be out in stacks, as we call it. They're records. Could be looking for some records. It's in the other room, so I don't see the little light telling me that the phone is going. You can also go to the Strike the Box radio show page and send me a message that way. Or if you know my phone, you can send me a text, which I have to silence here. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box, the name of the show, on WMFO in Medford, 91.5, or on the World Wide Web at www.wmfo.org, something like that. I think I need some more coffee. Maybe we all should do this for the next song. Never mind, I'm babbling here, never mind.
Complain the with that little town first. I know how you feel. You think her love is real. You think this time she'll be sincere. But you think you got a paper heart when she starts to tear it apart. That's when she'll let you go.
She comes. Did she come?
Just look at that.
For a second there, I felt like I was back in the Metro. Roxette, Dangerous from 1989, made number two by request. What did I start it with? Is it Lulu? No, James. What's Laid? Yeah, that was what. Yeah. From 1993, off of the Laid LP. That made it to, it says here, 60, maybe 1994, but it made it to 61 on the charts. Maybe radio stations just didn't want to. Well, no, 94 was way before Janet Jackson, so. Anyways, Del Shannon, Little Town Flirt from 1962. That made it to 12. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Lady Willpower. Made it to number 2 in 68. I was listening to my 60s at 6 on the radio, Sirius XM radio, a couple of days ago, and they were saying, they had a question of like, which group had the most top 10 songs in their debut? You know, and I was thinking, wow, well, maybe the Beatles, but not in their debut. It was, you know, maybe the Monkees. No, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap had five number top 10 hits, I guess, in their debut or debut albums. Well, there's some little rock history for you. Just realized I have not done a public service announcement yet. So, I'll do one at the next song. Let me get to the next song and then I'll do my standard, my required public service announcement. How's that? 617-627-3800 if you want to make a request. And a big shout out to the people down at the official dry cleaner of the Strike the Box show, Mystic Tailors and Cleaners. On Broadway in Somerville.
Don't know if I'm ever coming home. age of 16. Life's always been my playground, although it might seem strange. Said now in my ways I'm not about to change. So if you're planning on changing me, you think I'm mean cause I'm a dirty old man at the age of 16. Don't misunderstand me, I know the mistakes I've made. I've got my bag of candy and I'm going out of trade. They said I'm outrageous, calling me obscene. I'm a dirty old man at the age of 16. Dig this, baby. You go through life frustrated, baby, trying so hard to be so good. But out here stink life easy, yeah, doing things I never should. You're saying I'm outrageous, yeah, and you're calling me obscene. I'm a dirty old man.
Hey, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in a wet area like a bathroom, or if small children are expected nearby. This public service message is a fire safety-minded a message from your fire safety. Yeah, just read the line here. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medved, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, What's that on your chest, mister?
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin on your uniform!
Don't ask me what you know is true.